It's the GB podcast for September 11th. I'm Andrew.
I'm Robin.
I'm David.
Nas is not with us this week. We are going to talk about recycling and how much it sucks in Chicago right now. You know, I don't know about you guys, but my neighborhood does not have the blue bins yet. Mm-hmm. And we have, I mean, I had very little faith in the blue bags to begin with. But now that they're being phased out, I don't believe that they're actually being used at all.
Yeah, I live on the border of a ward that does have the blue bins. And you know, when I first saw it, I was really envious because, you know, it's hard for me to recycle. I have a really small place, and I used to do it very dutifully. And then when I realized that all of my garbage that I was, you know, painstakingly rinsing out and setting aside was also being just put back in with all the, you know, my celery stalks, I got really angry. So I have a lot of skepticism about that program.
Wait, you don't compost?
Compost. I know.
I don't compost. No, yeah. No, you can't compost. You know, cookie containers. No, no.
There actually are some really good programs in the city for worm bins for inside apartments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really great ones. They don't smell at all like you'd expect them to. They don't smell. Super easy to take care of after you do like the initial
like startup.
Startup for it. It's really easy.
Really.
It goes for itself. Yeah, really easy.
What do you do with the dirt once you've got the worm?
Like, do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
You know? I mean, so you basically collect it every once in a while.
So you can fill a room with dirt.
Yeah, sure, if you want. Or you could put it in your flower beds, or you could graciously donate it to the city of Chicago through putting it out in, you know, in some park.
All right.
You can get like a little rain barrel to go with it, too.
Sure.
And just collect a rain barrel.
You know, I own a two-flat, and we've been talking about getting a rain barrel.
You don't
or two.
Have
we
don't, one.
We don't have one in part because, like, the back of the house, it's a two-flat, so it's got a flat roof, and it goes to the back, and there's just one pipe that comes down, and it's in the middle of the sidewalk. So if we had a rain barrel on it, at least one of the owners is concerned about taking up that much sidewalk space.
I see.
But we may overrule him.
Yeah, I think in the city that's so big, I think that you have such a consciousness about making sure that you're not contributing to a lot of the waste.
Yes.
'Cause you see, you know, how many garbage cans do you go by and they're constantly overflowing, and you want to do your part, but I think it's so disheartening that, you know, you're told one story about how this recycling actually works, and then you start hearing all these different exposés, and it ties into corrupt Chicago politics, and it's very discouraging.
Right. Yeah,
it's very discouraging.
Very true.
So I actually have a friend who takes all of her recycling out to the suburbs.
Really?
Yeah, she'll hold on to everything and just drive out to like Downers Grove.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I have a number of friends who take it to the university that they either work at or they are students at, and they just bring their recycling in, dump it off. So you know, particularly with some of the larger apartment buildings where it's a different, you know, it's a whole different kind of setup, and if their management company isn't paying for recycling, then
Yeah, but you know, I've also kind of, I'm really ignorant about, I used to be a lot more knowledgeable about it, but I think in the last couple of years since I've left college, I'm a lot less knowledgeable about what types of plastics to recycle. I mean, even if I am making a conscious effort to recycle, I'm probably recycling the wrong things. I'm probably putting stuff in there that someone's going to throw away.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's funny that we make sure to separate out our cans because there's a guy who comes through the alley and picks them up, which dovetails into one of our features this week. But the funny thing is, one of our cats eats wet food. So we started out putting and it's a recent thing, so we started out putting the wet cans in with the, like, Coke cans or whatever, and he was tossing them out of the bag.
Oh, dear.
Because they're not the same metal. They can't be recycled.
He's like, dude, I can only get 15 cents
for
this.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm not carrying this around. but yeah, Dave, why don't you tell us about the AC feature this week?
Sure.
And also the detour feature. They both kind of connect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the reasons why we're talking about recycling right now is because we've got these two great features on the site this week. In AC, we are taking a look at a documentary film that's actually in the process of being filmed, and they're having a benefit on Friday at the Aviary. You can take a look and slow down. We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But that we have a piece in AC that's called Recycling the American Dream. Lori Apple wrote it, and basically it's talking about she got a chance to sit down and talk with the filmmakers, and they, in the film, have sat down with and actually gone out collecting scrap metal with three distinct men, and then also sat down and talked to other people. They've gone and talked to legislators. They've gone to gone all over the country, and they're really trying to get at the way that recycling, from this point, really fits into the overall economy. So it's not simply, you know, these people out here doing these things, but instead how it's an important component of what's going on. They'd really, in the end, like to be able to do some international work too. So we'll see where that goes.
Cool. You know, one of the things that I've always been interested in, and I don't know if the movie addresses it, but all of the sort of the rash of thieves that have crept into the scrapping, or I refer to them as junkeros, into that community, and they, you know, they're stealing, you know, gutters and like the brass or copper right off of buildings. I've heard about like valuable sculptures being stolen.
Do they
get into that in the movie at all?
Well, yeah, so they address some of that, and you know, really what they're focusing on is you know, they're not they focus on that too, but for the most part, I guess, or they discuss that too. But they're really focusing on what's going on in terms of most of this sort of legitimate aspect.
Okay.
And of course, a lot of this is gray area, and there's tacit consent in some areas and not in others. But we'll see a lot more about that when the film's actually totally put together. But absolutely, that's something they're talking about, and it's that's an issue that's also really important for architectural preservation, where people have gone in and actually removed, you know, whole chunks of buildings, and you know, this gets a little further away from it, but you know, they'll take away you know, cornice work, they'll do you know, so that's big business, but that's not so much what they're getting into, but clearly that's one of the many issues they're addressing.
Sure.
The other piece that you mentioned is the detour feature for the week.
And that's by photographer Jack Canty, who is also a pretty good writer. He wrote a really nice piece for us.
Yeah, absolutely. He contributes a lot to the Flickr pool. Now, he has his own photo blog, too. But for this piece, what he did was he actually went and he hung out with a guy named Barry Canman Woodson, who's up in Wrigleyville and is there in particular around game days. And so he has a crew of people, a small group of people, where they more or less control four dumpsters. And from there, they take the aluminum cans and so on and so forth, and they end up, because you know, games can go a long time, or the recycling places will have actually closed. They'll have to spend the night in the alleys,
like with protecting their cans,
because otherwise people will come along, and you know, some of these thieves we were just talking about will come along and actually take the cans from them.
Yeah.
So they spend the night in the alleys and do that. So he, you know, he hung out with them and also did a nice accompanying photo essay, so you can not only see this is a really very good story, and then see the people he's talking about and what's going on.
Cool. So yeah, we're interested to hear what you guys have to say about recycling and scrappers and can collectors and anything else you might have to say. Please feel free to leave them in the comments. We're going to move on to the events that we like this week, and I have one for Thursday. It's the Black Collar Ball, which is put on by a 426 brand. It's a rockabilly fashion brand, and they're doing a fashion show at the Old Oak Tap Thursday at starting at 8. And among the entertainment are the Revelettes, who, if you made it out to our anniversary party, they're one of the go-go troops here in town, and they're a lot of fun. So it's definitely worth checking out what this thing's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys have anything on Friday?
Well, there is a spelling bee at the bookseller, which is a great, great store up in Lincoln Square. If you haven't been there, it's a great wine store as well. And it's a free event. You have to call and sign up for it, but You know, if you liked spelling in grade school as much as I did, you're looking to relive. I did. I actually did. I love spelling bees. I used to love. That was the only subject I really truly excelled in. Which I don't know what that says about me now. But but if you like to relive these kinds of things, you should sign up and compete and walk away a winner or a participant. So I believe it starts. It's in the evening at 7.
Starts at 7. It is free.
So yes, it is.
And you can come and watch everybody.
Right, and the wine might make you a better speller.
That's true. It's probably a bit of a bell curve.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Gets definitely. You over the nerves and then starts hurting you.
One of the ones I like is what we were just talking about, the Strever Movie Benefit. So just to give you the details of that, so that's at the Aviary, which is at 2000 West Fulton. Of course, you can take a look. They would like you to RSVP, so I know you're getting this.
It's not a huge size.
But, so, you know, let them know, scrapmovie@gmail.com.
Cool.
Go ahead.
That's a great venue for that kind of thing, too.
It's going to be really cool. They're going to have live music. I think some of the guys may even be there with their trucks.
Oh, awesome.
So it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, and speaking of music, the thing I wanted to highlight is the Adventures in Modern Music Festival at the Empty Bottle. We have a bit of a feature on that in transmission right now, worth checking out. A little preview for that. It starts Friday night and goes all weekend, so go check out Slow Down for the details for the rest of the weekend. On Saturday, I know that, Robin, you were excited for the Renegade Craft Fair.
I am very much so. So, you know, there's all these great craft fairs all over the city, all over the year, but this is such a big one. This is kind of like the granddaddy of them all. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be on the corner of Division and Damon through Hermitage, and it's going to be a lot of different vendors, and our own Anne Hollow will be there as well, selling her own wares. So you should make a stop by.
Yeah, and you know, I have the early news on the DIY Trunk Show too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's looking really good. We'll probably talk to Cinnamon about that in the next couple of weeks about how that's going to shape up.
Nice.
It's not until the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So we've got holiday shopping in.
Exactly.
Right.
Dave, did you have anything for Saturday? We don't have anything written down, but I figured I'd see if you wanted to freelance there.
No. I'm excited about Renegade Craft Fair, too.
All right.
So, yeah.
And then on Sunday, Sketchfest kicks off with a big party and opening night theatrics at the theater building at 7 p.m. Sketchfest is a sketch comedy festival. Very cool, very you know, long-standing, well-respected in the sketch comedy community.
Mm-hmm.
Worth your while if you
definitely
have time.
Those are great opportunities to get in a lot of time in one sitting.
Indeed.
Okay, wait. I take it back. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Yeah.
Is that Saturday night?
It's Saturday night.
Where's it at?
HOB. House of Blues. So, I don't know. I assume tickets are still available. But yes,
yeah.
Ice Cube.
That'll be fun. You gotta go.
Glory days.
Or yell at him for making such terrible family flicks.
I know. He's so... I'm sure he's well off. He doesn't need to pander by making, you know...
Probably not, but it makes a lot of money. You know,
it does, and but it's kind of odd because Ice Cube has such a like Ice T. It's the Ice. Maybe it's the ice because
could be
Ice Cube and Ice T both had very
and Vanilla Ice.
Oh, right.
Well, no, he's.
I like that he was in Metal Band.
Yeah,
that was good.
I actually saw a booking photo of his on the Smoking Gun because he was arrested not too long ago for abusing his wife.
Oh, good.
Physically abusing her.
I think that's the second time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for us this week. Hope you enjoyed listening to us rant about recycling.
Yes.
And we will tune in again next week.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.